Okay, Steph, you either get €1 million or you get free Apple products for life. Which do you take?
€1 million because you can buy your three Apple products with the money.
Welcome back to TechCast, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be realistic, it's probably gentlemen. How are you doing today, Stefano?
Okay. Same as always.
That's all we're gonna get. That's all we're gonna get.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who hurt you? Who hurt you?
Nice.
We've got an exciting show today. So recently, Apple launched Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro to the iPad, and you'll never see the last episode. So yeah, Stefano, what are you doing? I see you moving around your AirPods. Stop fidgeting.
Nothing.
So yes, Apple recently launched Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro. As of recording this, it was yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
And so they released it an hour earlier than they should have. So no one could use it. Either they could download it, they could subscribe, but they couldn't use it. So it begs the question, have you tried it on your M1 iPad? What do you think? And is the M1 finally worth it in an iPad?
Well, first of all, my iPad's not the M1, so I can't try Final Cut. But
Sucks to be you.
this morning I downloaded Logic because I was going to use it for this, but then I realized if we're doing the video, that's kind of going to be a bit messy, so I ended up not using it. But it works exactly the same as on for what I use it for. It works exactly the same as on the laptop. So if I was to use it in the future, it should be okay. Anyway,
Like
should be
Final
fine.
Cut on the iPad, I feel like now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they didn't use the Magic Keyboard to its fullest abilities. Now, I was looking at iJustine's video on it, and she made a great video. And the first thing she said was, no external hard drive support. Number one deal breaker. And, like, it feels like it was designed around touch first. But there are
Well,
some.
makes sense. It's
Yeah.
on an iPad, so it makes
Now,
sense.
I get it's a Final Cut Lite type thing, and I've seen a lot of people speculate,
Yeah.
yeah, that it was supposed to be a Final Cut Lite, but you have to send it to the Mac for a lot of things. Now, if you're just doing basic editing, it's brilliant,
Yeah, for
but like
most people that make
someone,
most YouTube videos, it's fine. It's not for anybody doing
no.
really advanced stuff.
And here was me hoping that they'd find a way to like market the mini LED display in the iPad,
Oh, I think
which
they
would be
kind
a
of did,
brilliant to
didn't they?
use.
Yeah, sure. They didn't even. It's very, very basic color grading, even more basic than what Final Cut offers
Yeah,
on the Mac. So, it's
I don't like that because
flat.
although there's the argument there that DaVinci Resolve is on the iPad, so you can
Yeah.
take the footage you record, put it into DaVinci, color grade it, take it out of DaVinci, put it into Final Cut, create a project, export the project, upload the project. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
Do you not agree? Like,
Yeah,
they had the
it
chance
becomes
to
a
make
mess.
something really, really powerful here, and
I
they
don't.
just didn't.
There must be a reason for it. The external hard drive thing is that it's not that we're not saying that the iPad doesn't support external hard drives. It's that Final Cut
Final
doesn't
Cut.
support editing on an external hard drive.
Yeah. And what's really strange is if you take a project library and bring it to the Mac, you can't bring it back to the iPad.
Yeah, that's
So
really irritating.
if I go and I want to say, oh, I have to run out for a while, but I need this edit done, but I need to come back to the Mac later on to or the iPad later on to go out again and I want to bring this project with me. You can see how this would be handy for some people. You take the project, you start on the iPad, you put it on the Mac when you get home, then you have to leave, so you throw it onto the iPad and go. What? I can't do that? Isn't
Yeah,
that the
I
whole
know, it's
point?
so annoying. I guess it's because if you bring it to the Mac and if you do the more advanced stuff on the Mac, the iPad can't do that. So it probably doesn't support all the files and all the stuff and all that stuff to put it back on the iPad again. So that's probably why.
Yet.
If it ever does get further than just being a Final Cut Plus, then they'll probably will hopefully at some point they'll add that, but for now, no.
€5 a month is fair for what it's offering at the moment. But if they were to increase the price at what is at the moment, I wouldn't think it would be very good of an option. I've seen people argue on Twitter, oh, couldn't they offer a one-time payment and then you get it for life, or you pay installments? I just like, why Apple? Maybe
Because
they
there's
thought it was
people.
weird that the people would see a €300 purchase in the App
Yeah.
Store, but like,
I
I've
don't
seen
think
apps
it's
go for
weird. I've
€900.
seen, those were a while ago, there was news about just some random guy who made this stupid app that was 1,000. There was like 999 or
And
something.
people bought it.
Because the one thing I saw on Twitter was some, well, once someone said, why limit creativity? Whereas I technically don't think it limits, does, because that forces you to get more creative. But the other thing that I saw was someone was saying, yeah, but if someone just wants to use it once, they're not going to pay €300. But if you're that kind of a user, you shouldn't be using Final Cut in the first place, to be honest. Like iMovie or even KineMaster or CapCut or something like that would do fine.
LumaFusion, it's a
Or
one-time
LumaFusion,
purchase.
yeah. And it's only 25 euro as
I'd
well.
argue
It's
LumaFusion
only
is a
25
better
euro.
product at €25. It's actually a better product at €25.
I haven't used it extensively, so I can't really. I
Yeah,
have
but
it,
like,
I just haven't used it extensively
apart
yet.
from the, of course you haven't, apart from the multicam stuff, which I'd want to do on a computer anyways because it's faster. You just press 123, 123, 123 on the keyboard. Like, LumaFusion can do everything Final Cut can, and it's cheaper. Just get LumaFusion.
Yeah. Just
Like,
double
it doesn't make
checking.
sense.
Just want to double check something first, technicality wise here.
But does it make the M1 iPads worth it?
I don't know.
The M1 iPad Pros.
Not the pros, maybe the Air, since it supports it, so maybe it might make the Air worth it.
But you'd make the argument 1 terabyte if you're really using the software.
Does the
Some
Air
people
not have
make
one
the.
terabyte, or is that only the Pro?
No, just the
Oh.
Pro.
Well, then a refurbished Pro.
Or used. I was actually walking past a pawn shop there a couple of days ago and I saw an M1 iPad Pro for €600. 12.9 inch,
64 gig.
128. No, 128.
Not too bad.
So, someone lost their, someone sold their iPad the week before a Final Cut launched. Well,
See
pawned
this.
off their iPad.
128 gigs would be fine if they
If it was actually 128 gigs.
supported that, and if it supported external editing off an external drive. You could still offload stuff onto the drive, but that's no good with anything below 512 gigs or even a terabyte.
Yeah, no. Like, if you're editing, like, I've seen people make the argument, yeah, it's possible to edit a movie on this. And if you're just an indie filmmaker or whatever, yeah, probably. But no one's gonna do this. I'm sorry. Nobody's gonna be editing off their iPad Pro.
Yeah.
Unless it's just for a cheap school project.
Maybe. But mainly probably just YouTubers are the main. You can see by what they all the effects and stuff that they put into it is that they've aimed it towards social media slash YouTube kind of people. And not even the professional YouTubers, really more just people starting off. It lowers the barrier of entry because of the iPad Air price, and you don't need the keyboard. It'd be better
I'm
and a better
yeah.
experience, but you don't need it. So you could just buy the Apple Pencil and the iPad and start.
I'm
So it does
disappointed at the
lower the
lack
barrier.
of Magic Keyboard integration.
I think when I was watching Justine's video, did she not
No,
say that
you
it
can
still does
only
all the same
use.
stuff? It's just you can use it without it if you want to.
No, you can't actually do all the Final Cut commands. You can only play, pause, up arrow to go to the start, and down arrow to go to the end. That's it.
I thought
That
she used a
is.
couple of other commands.
No, it's very disappointing that they don't have any Like, I was expecting to have all the commands. LumaFusion has all the commands. Come on.
That
it's
is
not
weird.
That difficult. It's not that difficult. I'm sorry to figure this out, you know? If I was Apple, I would have just bought LumaFusion, reskinned it, and made it my own. That's what I would have done.
Well, yeah, probably. But maybe,
now,
yeah, just make it look
interesting.
Like it, but...
LumaFusion works on Android.
The
Google Pixel Fold is coming out soon. And a Google Pixel Fold can run LumaFusion. So will this become an all-in-one Android editing tool? Phone? And a Pixel tablet can technically run LumaFusion.
Yeah.
So do we finally have some competition?
Maybe.
Because Google seems like the only one who can really make this work.
Well, would you not say that Samsung tablets would be just as powerful, or like the more higher end ones anyway?
Nobody buys a Samsung tablet.
But if it can support LumaFusion and stuff like that,
oh,
it has a much, much better file system for managing media and stuff, so.
Absolutely.
No, actually, it's one of my two videos. One's a wishlist video, another one.
Yeah, we really need work on your thumbnail skills. We really need work on your thumbnail skills. I'm sorry, but we really do.
See, what you
this
gave
guy,
me
this
what
guy,
you
no,
gave
no, no, no,
me
no.
is exactly
guy,
what I was thinking, but I couldn't figure out how to do that. I couldn't figure out
this
how
guy,
to get
right?
This
he had
the mask
a
out.
Dark red wallpaper, or a dark red gradient, just pictures, with an orange piece around the front.
It wasn't even
choice.
A gradient, it was just solid.
Even worse. Then he had these cheap-looking screen, like phone PNGs. And then in black, thin aerial rising, Android, iOS, and a white arrow pointed each. I wouldn't give my dog that for dinner. It's not appealing, Stefano. You need to
learn. That's not what I wanted it to be. It's because I couldn't figure out the masking on Infinity Photo, so I was just going with whatever I could get out of it at that time.
You know, you wouldn't have a problem with if you did that.
But now that I have that Apple Frames shortcut you gave me, then that makes things a lot easier. A lot better.
Yeah, you only discovered Siri shortcuts today.
No, I know shortcuts are a thing. I just didn't know that specific one was a thing.
And how long have you been in the tech community, Stefano?
Fairness, it's not like it was plastered all over the place.
It was for a while there, let's be real.
I never saw one YouTube video about it. Not one. And when I searched it up today, they were all insignificant people, except for, what was it?
Wow. Way to put it like that.
Macworld, is it? Or Mac Address?
Mac Rumors.
With Federico. Federico. But
Mac
with
Rumors,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mac Rumors. They're the only, out of everyone, they're the only ones that like, everybody would know that put one out. But then apart from that, like, all the other videos were, like, small people that nobody ever heard before. So, like, been up on recommendations or anything.
I mean, my stuff has been in the recommendations and I'm a nobody.
Yeah, but you have videos that, like, over 25,000 views, so your
they
videos
didn't start like that.
Yeah, but you have videos with those kind of views. These people don't win.
Yeah.
But point just being that it wasn't all over the place. It wasn't like
and
it was
Stefano,
obvious.
And Stefano hates small creators. That's what it is.
Shut up. Yeah, so I hate myself.
Yeah, it checks out. So, there was also news that Apple is still working on their headset. And it's still going to be over $1,000. And you're still not going to buy it. And that's okay. Because we're not going to either. Because it's going to be well over $5,000 here in Ireland.
Probably we'll see. We won't know anything until the event. But I'd say it's probably
going
to
be I'm going to put a tenner on them not releasing the headset at Dub.
Are you going to
and
give
it's
it
going
to
be, it's going to be like a cheapo, like, oh... We launch a new AR app for developers, not
be so
actually a
funny.
headset. That's like,
Because even the invite, it mentions Swift. It doesn't even say anything about. Like, I
That
wouldn't be surprised
implies
if.
that they're still phasing out Xcode, because a couple of years ago they did mention that Swift is the new primary language.
Yeah,
So
so like, I wouldn't be surprised if everyone's overhyping it to be hardware and all it is. Maybe they might just say, oh, they might show off the OS and they might show off. Maybe not
no.
the. Oh no, they can't do that. I've shown off the hardware. That makes no
Come here,
sense.
come here, come close, come close.
In my
Look at
mind was
this.
they show off, they gave developers the tools to develop for it and then they show off the hardware later. But you probably can't show the hardware. You have to show the
Come
hardware
here.
first to do
Come
that.
here.
That makes no
Come
sense.
here. You hear me? This is not a developer conference, not a hardware conference. This is a
Yeah.
software conference. You do not get hardware at this event. You might get a
Except for the
15-inch MacBook Air that was supposed to come out last year. That's about it.
15-inch MacBook Air, a 2019 Mac Pro, and a 2017 iMac
You're literally, this MacBook Air should have been out last year, and you're only getting it now because supply is available now. That's literally the only reason. So,
Pro.
like,
Yeah.
sucks to be you.
Ah.
I am gonna laugh in everyone's face when this developer headset does not get launched. And I did kind of shaft myself in a way, because on the other podcast I was doing for a while, I did technically make a promise that I'd switch to a Pixel for a month if. As my primary sim, if they did not release the headset. So
I'll do up to that, though.
the clip's still around. The clip's still around. If you can find it, you can hold me to it, but that's about it. But honestly, a Pixel 6a is only like 360 euros now. It's not
Yeah,
bad. Although
not
I would
bad.
rather switch to a nothing phone over a Pixel.
Yeah, I saw this thing on Twitter today. This guy compared it to some phone called Lava something, some Chinese brand. And nothing phone one, because it was made the point he was making is that making them out to premium brand
But
when they're
nothing is a
not.
premium brand.
He's saying they're not because he compared it to this other phone, like Lava something was. I can't remember the model name of the phone, but it was Lava something, and that is a non-premium brand. And he's comparing the specs and stuff, and he's being like, "Oh, it's very similar. This phone
Oh.
better." And it's like it made no sense to me.
I can understand that, okay? For the record, I can understand him saying OnePlus isn't a premium company. For now, it doesn't look like it. But you're getting premium hardware at the price of a budget flagship. Budget, premium flagship, budget.
Budget as
So,
in budget
yeah,
years ago.
higher end budget. iPhone SE pricing. If that counts
Yeah.
as a budget anymore, mid-range pricing. So you're getting a flagship at that price. So this year, Nothing is announcing a $1,000 phone. Can you imagine the specs on
It would probably be a great film, but I would say their audience probably won't like it.
No, the audience probably won't like it, but that's what the next generation, the successor to the Nothing Phone 1 will be. They'll just give that a revamp and then give you a flagship, because it's very doable. I think, honestly, Nothing should do it. There's
Yeah, they
nothing
probably
wrong with it. Hey.
because the Nothing Phone 2, isn't it supposed to be that's what you're talking about, the Nothing Phone 2. But I liked the look of the Nothing Phone. I'd like to try one. Hopefully they devalue a lot so they get cheap and you can buy one and
I
try
saw
it.
one for 400 just there last week in Cork. I was tempted. Tempted. Shout out to Cormac, by the way, Crosshaven Computers. Biggest fan of the Nothing Phone. You call yourself an Apple sheep? You should see how he is when it comes to Nothing. No, he's the biggest supporter of Nothing, and I respect that, because they are a great brand. They just need a little push.
Yeah. I was on Twitter a lot today. for me, that's unusual. But anyway,
Clearly.
the I saw another tweet of some guy. He compared a Samsung Galaxy Note 3 to the iPhone 11. He was comparing the screens. So the way Samsung did OLED ever since the start of the Note, ever since the start of the S line.
Yeah, but those were crap, and they had those were crap. They had burn-in, and they were first generation technology.
He's just basically showing the face front value of like the colors and stuff like that. And he was making fun of the iPhone. I'm like, first of all, you're comparing it to the non-OLED model.
Should we bring up the waterproofing and
Yeah, that was shite.
and the
They had
removable
shinier.
battery? Should we bring up the fingerprint scanner and the removable battery and the plastic back and the removal of wireless charging and
The removable
the
battery
camera?
actually is not that bad, but the rest of it. Actually, the
Well, you
Note,
don't
actually
get.
no, the Note 3 had a fake like leather back.
Oh yeah, and that crumpled. That went bad. Do you wonder why they didn't do that again?
So, after the
Yeah.
Note, after that they went to glass. Oh no, sorry, they did it for the Note 4 as well, and then the 5 they went to glass.
RIP Samsung Galaxy Note series.
But yeah, they compare it. I was like, that's kind of
Yeah.
doesn't make sense because first of
No.
all, you're comparing what's supposed to be the cheaper version of the iPhone to a flagship Galaxy.
Yeah.
You can't even use price as a reason they did that because the iPhone 11 still costs like a lot more than
Yeah,
any
because
used
people
Note
want the
3.
iPhone 11. That's the difference.
And it's like, you can't even use cost. So if you can't use cost, compare the Pro. And you compare the Pro, I
The
bet you they
pros,
won't. They'll have nothing
yeah.
to say.
Fake leather
Screens will have
back,
never.
glass back, OLED screen, better OLED screen, removable
iPhone
battery, bigger battery. Do I need to go on?
iPhone jack. I don't care about that, honestly,
Stainless
anymore.
steel, plastic piece of crap.
They used to paint the plastic to look like aluminium or something.
Samsung
Remember?
still paints their aluminum so it looks like stainless steel. Why don't they go all the way? Why don't
I
they
don't
go all the
know.
way? That would
Money,
look so much
profits.
better. That would be so much better. Like, I remember seeing the Galaxy S10 Plus, and it was like you have one. It looks like it's stainless steel on the sides, doesn't it?
It's
Especially.
very shiny. I know it's aluminium, but look, it's just very
Yeah.
shiny.
But even like the white one had a silver side and it looked stainless steel, but it wasn't. Like, why? Just
This
go all the
has
way,
to be.
Samsung. Not they didn't even do it for the Note, and the Note could have justified it.
Oh wait, the Note didn't have stainless
No,
steel.
never had stainless steel. They just painted the aluminum to make it look like that.
No, don't go stainless steel. Go titanium because it's stronger, lighter, and
Yeah, but I prefer the
probably more
stainless steel
expensive.
look. I prefer the stainless steel look.
Out of all Galaxy designs, which do you
S10.
prefer the most? This one,
S10. Easily
the.
S10 Plus, yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think out of the S line, this is the best looking one.
Yes, the first
Like
one that
even.
actually made a move on looking good. I
Like
mean,
even just the camera on the
the
back,
S8 was
it's the
nice
best.
as well, but it's
I have one of
just.
those as well.
Yeah, and you make crap out of it as well.
Well, I bought it broken, so didn't at the time I didn't realize it was
Because you
broken.
knew you were going to break it anyways, gotcha.
But yeah, the S10
Yeah.
Plus is one of the best looking phones, and I love this red as well.
Yeah.
I don't think ever there's a red like this
Just give
anymore.
me a product red iPhone.
Oh yeah, actually, I wonder
iPhone
what.
Pro.
I wonder
What
if the
will you.
product red this year is going to be like more of a maroon red or if it's going to be a red red.
Okay. Put your
If it
cast
comes
in.
out.
Cast your bet now. What is the special color this year? Last year it was purple. The year before that, blue. The year before
Yeah.
that, blue.
One second. My room, why? Well, I'm recording the podcast with Connor now. Yeah. How long have we been going for? I don't know. I don't know how much longer I'll be.
Okay, so cast your vote now, Stefanos, because there was last year it was purple, the year before that blue, and the year before that blue. What do you think this year is going to be?
Go back to green or
Oh, there
but they
was a
kind of
green.
The 11 green, yeah. That's the best green. I think now I don't know what I prefer, the 11 green or the 13
I like the
Pro
13.
green.
I like the 13 Pro green more because it was actually green. I actually prefer the 13 mini green.
The shiny, the glossy green.
Well, mostly the aluminum, how it looks with the.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So what will it
The
be? We
more the
all
red
know
color.
we all want product red, but it's not going to be product red, and it's not going to be jet black, and it's not going to be a matte black,
Well, they
because they
could
never
do the
do that.
maroon red, just not call it product red. Because product red historically has been quite, even if it's been quite dark, it's been quite a bright, like intensive red.
Yeah. Now, because of the
Never been the
titanium,
quiet.
there's a chance. There's a chance
Maybe.
because of titanium. But, oh, I'm trying to think, what actually is it? Like, oh, they could do a yellow.
No, they will not do a yellow. You can't make a yellow look. To do the shade that you'd need, they would want to do for the pro, you could not
Yeah.
make it look good. You can't make it look pro.
I
No.
mean,
It looked
if you
like
go
your
off
own.
the last few years' trends, it might actually just be another purple, just a different shade.
Could be, or just another blue again.
I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't mind.
Wouldn't not be
I think they
upset.
might do red. I think I'll go red. The maroon red that people are saying is rumored.
You see, we've always got that.
Because people might be saying it's maroon red, but there's also this thing with colors where people just you just don't know what a color looks like, and you're calling it something you think it looks like. So then so it mightn't even be maroon. It could be closer
I'll
to
just go for a
bronze or
different shade.
brown.
We could just go for a different shade of purple, honestly. I think they'll actually do a. So the room to have the pink and a new blue regular
Yeah,
phone.
hot
What
pink
if
and blue.
they. Genuinely, they might just give you a shade of pink as your new shade of purple this year.
Maybe
That's what I think they'll do, honestly. I think that's actually what they're going
barely
down.
purple, where it's almost pink.
Barely pink, if Google called us something.
Yeah, their
No,
names for colors are
that's
hilarious.
it. We figured it out. We figured it out. And
We'll
you can
see.
figure out how to go down to the comment section below and leave a comment, like, subscribe, and do all that jazz. We are almost at our half an hour mark. And I just want to remind everyone that you can indeed rate the show. It does in fact help. And next week, if we get a comment in the meantime or a rating, we'll call it out on the show. You can be as abusive as you like. Go ahead. And with that, thank you very much for watching. Any last words, Stefano, before they take you out back?
No.
All right, that's the last you ever saw of Stefano. Goodbye.
Goodbye.